Over the past week, WUWM News and Lake Effect examined the state of police-community relations in our most recent Project Milwaukee series, To Protect and Serve. In the last segment before the break, we heard about the results of the 2017 Police Satisfaction Survey, which was commissioned by the City of Milwaukee.
WUWM's Susan Bentz recently concluded a far less formal survey of Milwaukee residents, and she asked the same question. How do you feel about the police and the job that they're doing? She started at El Rey Supermercado on Cesar Chavez Drive.
Ernesto Villarreal. I think they're doing everything they can.
Like what?
Like they come to the store or they walk in the street, whatever they're doing a good job.
Renteria, Cynthia Renteria. My dad, he has had a few bad experiences. The police just saw him. He was just walking, like, you know, anybody in the street just walking. And I'm not sure why. They just, like, stopped him. And then they started telling him, like, asking him, you know, like, the regular questions, like, his name and for his ID and all that type of things. Then they started getting a little aggressive and he got a little hurt, and I think he
physically
went to,
hurt.
Yes, he did. And he even went to court and everything. But I mean, he won the case because yeah, it was really like something they should have never done. They really like hurt him and stuff for no reason.
Urbina, Francisco Urbina. When I call them, they show up because I live in Bayview. Yeah, all the Mistolinskis there, but a lot of people live there, so, you know, they always respond. So we're okay as a community. Getting to my community, though, sometimes is, for example, when I go from here, I have to use Oklahoma, and it's heavily, I suspect it's probably a revenue. A revenue gathering stream, right? It's the speed traps and all that. The ideal situation would be if we gave incentives for policemen to live, you know, in the districts that they serve. Of course, that's not going to happen because we have too many ones that are dying to not be in Milwaukee, right? Which is something that I agree with.
We need more police on the alleys, in the nights. Last week, my neighbor told me 2 a.m., somebody's touching his door. And he doesn't open, but no police, no, you know.
That's terrifying.
If you call the police, probably they take 10, 20 minutes for come, you know. But when you have an accident or something, they are good people.
That's good to know.
They help.
Could I ask your name, please?
My name is Pablo Perez.
My name is Toy. They call me Toy, but my name is Boa Wan Shoki. The police is awesome. They bike here, they walk here. They're very helpful. Yeah. We are in a busy neighborhood right here. More to me is speed limit, watching on a small and walking distant neighborhood. That's I want more on our street. So I want more of that.
I don't like being around cops. I hate it. I mean, some cops is good. All cops ain't bad, for real. But I hate to get stopped by police. That's, you know, just bad here. It's just bad, period, you know? It's the people need to change, really. That's what I think. A lot of people need to change for themselves. If the people weren't doing bad, then the police would be out here more better, you know? They won't be so scared and tense and all that, so.
Could we ask your name, please?
Steve Norton.
Jamie Lamar Davis Sr. I never had a bad experience with him because I never do anything wrong. You get wrong, you get caught, you do the crime, you do the time. Ain't no whining about it. Just work, get a job, don't rob nobody, don't take nobody's stuff. Don't do nobody wrong. The police I've seen in Milwaukee so far is just doing their job.
They the law, but sometimes they break the law. Some things they do is okay, some things they do is not okay. A lot of stuff I done seen on the TV about the shooting and all that stuff. They just put them on leave, then they still get paid for it. And I don't think that's right. Because the way it's going on now, it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Could I ask your name, please?
Jerome Garrett.
They take care of little things, and then they also tell you what they can't do.
What they can't do is what, for instance?
Well, somebody broke into a car I had, and it wasn't mine. They were loaning it to me, and they couldn't do anything about it because they had to have the real owner. But then I told them about suspected drug activity across the street, and they said they were so busy with shootings that they really couldn't do that but to call the alderman. So at least they, you know, they refer.
WUWM's Susan Bentz spoke with residents around the city in a variety of neighborhoods to learn about how they feel the Milwaukee police and about the job they're doing.
You can find all of our Project Milwaukee to Protect and Serve segments at wuwm.com.